This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we have Caroline Caudill, the owner of the Chandlery and also a Children's Home Society board member, and Leslie Bardo, the development director from Children's Home Society of Florida, the Brevard Division. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Child Abuse Prevention Month is April. Tell us about the Children's Home Society. How do they help?
Well, our entire mission is to help protect children from abuse and neglect. And so we do that in a range of different things, anywhere from providing families with the resources they need to prevent child abuse from ever occurring in the first place, to the other end of the spectrum, providing protective supervision if a child has been in an abusive situation. We have our Hacienda Girls Ranch for teenage girls who've been abused or neglected, which is just a real safe haven for them. We currently serve about 800 children and families throughout Brevard each day. A lot of times people are surprised to hear that number because it seems so large, but we just want to make sure all these little kids are kept safe. I should say little kids and teens, because we serve anywhere from birth up to age 18.
And when we say child abuse prevention, a lot of that is just education and resources.
Absolutely. And one of our biggest prevention programs here in Brevard County is something that begins before the child is ever born. We have a Healthy Start program. It's a in-home visiting service, so case managers will actually go into homes of new moms and kind of help them learn how to bring healthy babies into the world and also how to keep those children safe once they are born. So things like proper nutrition and how to discipline and just all those different things that not always come so naturally to a new mom. Mm-hmm. She might just need a little extra help on how to make that happen. And we found if we can prevent the child abuse from ever occurring in the first place, obviously it's just so much better in the long run for everyone involved.
Caroline, the Chandlery has been a supporter of Children's Home Society for a long time, and now you're on the board.
Yes, I am.
So tell us about the first event to kick off the month. It's going to be on Friday Fest.
Yes, we hope to raise funds for Children's Home Society, especially the Hacienda Girls Ranch. They do need a van out there. Anyway, we are going to have Greg and Brian, the duo, playing in front of the store, and we're going to have a live demonstration by the Highwayman artist, Robert Lewis. He has donated a painting, and we are selling raffle tickets for that, and that's how we can help raise money for Children's Home Society. We also have a variety of other gift baskets with hotel stays, spa packages, and restaurant gift certificates, all kinds of wonderful things. I hope that everybody can come to downtown Melbourne on Friday the 12th between 6 and 9 p.m. After that, we're going to head over to China, and the 6th annual Portraits of Possibilities will be where we announce the winners.
Thank you, Caroline.
You're welcome.
So the 6th annual Portraits of Possibilities will be held on Friday, April the 26th. We did move it this year. It's going to be held at the O'Galley Civic Center. So as Caroline mentioned, the theme this year is China. So all of the food and the decor and entertainment will all reflect the authenticity and the beauty of China. We'll have silent and live auctions and a casino area. And it's just a really fun evening for people to come out and enjoy and to help protect children from abuse and neglect. The tickets are $150 per person, and that's all inclusive of everything. So it includes food and wine, and we have martini bars and all kinds of good stuff going on throughout the evening. We also have sponsorship levels that start at $500 and go up from there. And they include complimentary tickets to the event, as well as some advertising in our program and recognition at the event. And tickets can be purchased on our website at chsportraitsofpossibilities.com or by calling us at 321-752-3170.
Or at the Chandlery. And you can call us at 726-0192.
And the Chandlery is located in historic downtown Melbourne?
Yes, it is. 911 East New Haven Avenue.
Okay, so there's two events, and hopefully you'll participate in both of them. Friday Fest is a free event. It happens on Friday the 12th, and the hours are
6 to 9.
6 to 9, and we hope you'll go on out. You can buy a raffle ticket for a Highwayman painting or one of the many baskets, and then follow that up on the 26th with Portraits of Possibility at the O'Galley Civic Center. And if you'd like more information about any of this stuff, they can go to?
They can go to chsportraitsofpossibilities.com. Or call 321-752-3170.
All right. Well, wonderful things you're doing. Thank you very much for coming in to tell us.
Thanks so much, Terry.